Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now I've got a special guest on the phone, and I want to be sure and get to him because it's State Representative Justin Hill is calling in. He's actually in Israel right now, where people have been lobbing mortars into Israel from the Gaza Strip. Justin, what's going on over there?
Hey, Mark. I got a little delay on the phone, so I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah.
They're not lobbing mortars. They are shooting missiles. I mean, they're shooting missiles well into Israel from the Gaza Strip. And things are kind of shaking up here in Israel.
Yeah, you sent me a picture holding an empty shell, like a spent shell that landed over there somewhere, a rocket?
Yeah, on Monday, I was visiting southern Israel along the Gaza Strip, kind of doing an assessment of their defense forces. And on the way, you know, I stopped at a few towns and villages along the way, talking to people what it's like living so close to the conflict. And a resident brought this missile shell to me that hit his house. So explaining on, you know, they have 8 seconds to react when a missile gets shot out of Gaza to find shelter.
Well, thank goodness for the Iron Dome defense they've got. I know the damage could have been a lot worse, but I read somewhere yesterday that about 200 of these projectiles have been fired toward Israel since they eliminated a radical Islamist a couple days ago.
Yes. So Monday, like I said, I went all the way down to the border of Egypt. And while we're getting spoken to there by some local forces, about 7 bombs were dropped by Egyptian forces in the Sinai Peninsula. And it was shaking houses in Israel. We were miles away from bombs being dropped on just radical terrorist organizations. These are all offshoots of ISIS. And what's going on in Gaza right now is actually the Islamist jihadists, and they are kind of an independent, rogue terrorist organization, and they're kind of destabilizing everything here now because Hamas, they don't want to get involved, right? They don't want to escalate to that level, but these little independent rogue Islamic jihadists are just shooting rockets from schools in Gaza over to Israel at homes, at places of work, at schools, targeting civilians. So yesterday we woke up in Tel Aviv to air raid alerts, and people just stop their cars and get out of their cars and run to the nearest shelter. I was in the hotel. Some of my colleagues were outside where they actually saw the Iron Dome take down 2 missiles that were inbound to Tel Aviv. So it's quite an escalation that's really kind of gone unnoticed in the U.S. because of what's going on in D.C.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. Justin, what's the purpose of your trip?
Back in August, I did an assessment on our southern border. Well, here we're doing an assessment of the border controls in Israel, where I just I left the ambassador's office. We were talking about how effective the Israelis do border control.
Right.
I met the gentleman that actually built the wall between Israel and Palestine and talked to him about their strategy and maintaining control, not shutting people out, but maintaining control to maintain safety.
Well, I know you got some big meetings over there today. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time this morning and calling in. I know you're 8 hours ahead of us over there, but listen, be safe, and we'll get you on the radio when you get home.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Yeah. Missouri State Representative Justin Hill there, District 108, who happened to be in Tel Aviv when missiles started falling that are being lobbed. Imagine if we're here in St. Louis and suddenly somebody across the river in southern Illinois started lobbing rockets into the city. These folks live with this over there all the time. With these terrorists that live in Gaza, it's insane. Let me get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. Back to the, you heard Justin say there, what's happening in Israel is being covered up because of the faux drama that's been playing out up in Washington, D.C. right now. We're going to talk to Cassie Smedley from the RNC when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.